local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
606 FM Talk 106.5. A kind of hot and rainy weekend, but get this, a cold front making itself felt along the Gulf Coast later this week. Details on the way with Dr. Bill. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center construction, we'll have a one-mile stretch of Museum Drive closed between Gallier Drive and PFC John B. New. That's going to be just south of Langham Park. It'll be closed for the next 2 weeks. That starts today. So far, we've got accident-free conditions on the way in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark Counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you aboard. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news from the state of Alabama when it comes to the Alabama Department of Labor, as late last week, it was announced the state has set several economic records in June for high employment and low unemployment. Here are some of the highlights. All 67 counties saw declines in their over-the-year unemployment rates, with drops ranging from half a percentage point to more than 3 percentage points. Alabama also saw its second highest average weekly earnings in history for the month of June, with workers earning $44.76 more per week than a year ago and $21.91 more than the previous month. Alabama's unemployment rate last month was 3.5%, a new record, beating the previous low of 3.7%, and the state reported more than 2.1 million people as employed. The number of people counted as unemployed, well, that dropped to a new record low of 79,378. That's a drop of 9,853 people from exactly 1 year ago. A Georgia man says that he has contracted a flesh-eating infection after visiting Panama City Beach. Tony Meredith and his wife reported that he developed flu-like symptoms about 5 days after returning back home. Initially, doctors thought he had a kidney infection, but later diagnosed him as having a flesh-eating condition, which can be contracted by bacteria found in water. The family told news station WDHN that he believes that he contracted the infection through a barely noticeable scratch below his knee. He's right now being treated and is expected to recover. Just last week, Bay County, Florida officials did advise people to use caution before entering the water, particularly if they had breaks, cuts, or sores in the skin. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Not everyone shops at the farmer's market, but those who want the freshest produce do. Those who want to eat with the seasons do. At Allegri Farm Market in Daphne, fresh means picked from the farm each day. Fresh produce, cheeses and butters, locally made casseroles, locally jarred goods, and so much more. Eat fresh, eat local, and enjoy the daily bounty of your local farmer. Allegri Farm Market, just off I-10 in Daphne, on 181 and Highway 64. Allegri Farm Market. Eat well. You're worth it.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. This has been a deadly year for boaters in Alabama, the deadliest in two decades. Boating accidents in the first 6.5 months of 2019 have killed 25 people, the most since 1998. In July alone, 12 crashes in the state resulted in 6 deaths. Mobile police are searching for the gunman in a weekend shooting. A 25-year-old man was shot at Jefferson Place Apartments on Texas Street Sunday afternoon. He was rushed to the hospital. We are told he is stable. The Sun Belt Conference Media Day is happening today in New Orleans. South Alabama will be represented by head coach Steve Campbell. He'll be joined by running back Trey Minter and defensive lineman Tyree Turner. The Mississippi Gaming Commission gave the green light to a company hoping to build a new casino on the Gulf Coast. State officials gave site approval on Friday to the Cure Land Company. The plan is for the casino to have 40,000 square feet of gambling space and a 300-room hotel. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Look, I see a 10-point.
I see it, too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
An Irishman wins the Open Championship in Northern Ireland. Kevin Harvick gets his first NASCAR win of the season. And 6 new names join the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in golf, where Shane Lowry dominated the weekend to win the Open Championship at Royal Portrush by 6 strokes.
In Ireland's Shane Lowry is an Open champion at Royal Portrush.
It's the first major tournament title in Lowry's career. The Irishman shot a third-round 63 on Saturday, which gave him a 4-stroke lead entering the final round on Sunday. Lowry carded a 1-over-par 72 yesterday, but the rest of the field also had a tough day on the course, and Lowry ended up winning by 6 strokes at 15-under for the tournament.
To be able to go home this evening, like, I'm home now, like, do you know what I mean? To be able to win it at home, and it was just so easy for people to make the trip up to watch me, and, you know, to be able to go out and celebrate with local people is just... Yeah, it's obviously very nice.
Is that Irish enough for you?
Yeah, it's pretty strong. And to celebrate, I wish I was there for that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a heck of a party. Tommy Fleetwood finished in second at 9-under par, followed by Tony Finau in third at 7-under. Lowry's the first Irish winner of the Open since Padraig Harrington triumphed in 2008, and it was only the third time in 40 years that the Open Championship winner won by 6 shots or more. Louis Oosthuizen won by 7 strokes at St. Andrews in 2010, and before that, Tiger Woods won at St. Andrews in 2000 by 8 strokes. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin to win the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday. It's Harvick's first win of the season and his 4th career win at New Hampshire. Kyle Busch led the most laps, 118 of 301, followed by Denny Hamlin, who led for 113 laps, but Harvick led the final 41, including after the final restart, where he took off to cross the finish line just over 0.2 of a second ahead of Hamlin. Eric Jones finished 3rd, Ryan Blaney 4th, and Matt DiBenedetto finished 5th. Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Newman, Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and Brad Keselowski completed the top 10. Next up, NASCAR heads to Pocono for the Gander RV 400. In some sad NASCAR news yesterday, the Kaulig Racing Team announced that veteran crew chief Nick Harrison has passed away at the age of 37. Harrison was the crew chief for Justin Haley's number 11 Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series. He had just called the car's 13th place finish on Saturday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. No cause of death or information on services was immediately available. A colleague racing spokesperson said that further details would be provided as they come. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 7-1. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit his 23rd homer of the season, and Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 24th in the win. The Braves and Nationals split the four-game series 2-2 over the weekend, and Atlanta preserved their 6.5-game lead in the NL East over Washington. In other games, Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 2-1 in extra innings. San Francisco beat the New York Mets 3-2 in extra innings. San Diego avoided a sweep with a 5-1 win over the Cubs. St. Louis beat Cincinnati 3-1. Milwaukee beat Arizona 7-4. And the LA Dodgers completed a sweep of the Miami Marlins with a 9-0 shutout win. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat the White Sox 4-2. Detroit beat Toronto 4-3 in extra innings. Baltimore shut out Boston 5-0. And Colorado got the win over the Yankees 8-4. Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Lee Smith, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, and Harold Baines were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown yesterday. The crowd was estimated at 55,000, the second largest for an induction ceremony. Brandy Halladay spoke on behalf of her late husband, Roy Halladay, who died at the age of 40 in a November 2017 plane crash.
I know how honored Roy would be to be sitting here today with such accomplished men who have represented this game so well over the course of all of your careers. Thank you for being such a good example to him and to supporting him in his career and all of his efforts.
And longtime Yankees closing pitcher Mariano Rivera was fittingly the final speaker yesterday. He spoke about how happy he was to spend his entire career with the Yankees.
It's a privilege and honor to just be part of one organization. I did it with dignity, with honor and pride. I tried to carry the pinstripes the best that I could. I think I did it right with that.
Rivera was a 13-time All-Star. He helped the Yankees win 5 World Series titles and 7 AL pennants during his 19-year career. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings, but also a huge sporting event over the weekend.
Yeah, the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the 86th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, wrapping up with the cannon shot yesterday at 5. And it was, you can go to ADSFR.com leaderboard. These aren't finalized yet, but they will be at some time this morning as they have the award ceremony tonight. But some of the number ones in categories, I'm not going to go 3 deep. It would take us a long time. But some of them stood out. Barracuda, 34.05 pounds for Matt Glenn. Blackfin tuna, Kramer Volkman, 24.16 pounds. Blackfish, which triple tail people call them. Triple tail, I think, is the right word here. We call them blackfish along the Gulf Coast. I'll go through three levels there. Henry Gentry at 23.55 pounds. Stedman McMurphy Jr. at 22.46 pounds in second place. And Jay O'Brien, 20.69 pounds in third place. Those are all really big blackfish, especially later on in the season like this. That was impressive. Also in the some of the bigger categories here, like king mackerel. You have king mackerel in the jackpot here, and in the cash department, relentless. Get it real, relentless, like real.
Awesome.
Relentless. 66.94 pound king took money in all categories and in the jackpot. Speckled trout jackpot. Blazer Bay, 7.32 pounds was the winner across the board there. We'll have to check with Bobby on what he told me the winning speckled trout would be and what I told him the winning speckled trout would be.
I think you might have been a little bit closer.
I think I might have won that one. Tuna, this would be yellowfin, 142.35 pounds winning there for the Deliverance. That's charter boat. Also, the Craneworks Red Snapper jackpot that had a lot of people talking, a lot of entries because there was a change this year. Instead of having a boat jackpot ticket, you had an individual jackpot ticket. Ryan Kennedy at 26.28 pounds. Listen to this. Let me run through the top five red snapper here. See how close this was, okay? Think about how tight this is. Ryan Kennedy, number one, 26.28 pounds. Darren Mosley, second place, 26.16 pounds. Larry Havens, third place, 26.13 pounds. Jeffrey Boyd in fourth, 26.11 pounds. and Michael LeBet at 25.84 pounds. But how, I mean, those top three all within ounces of each other.
So close.
Yeah, it makes a difference. If they ate an extra meal that morning, you hope that snapper had a bite to eat before you caught him. All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk more about this coming up. But a great rodeo, and even with the weather that kind of came through Dolphin Island a couple times, we have pictures of some water spouts and all that. Didn't slow down the anglers any, and it was a great turnout. New record set, over 4,200 individual tickets sold. Remember that the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo set the Guinness World Book of Records as the biggest multi-day saltwater fishing tournament on planet Earth when they had just 2,500 entries 1 year, and now at north of 4,200 entries in this year's tournament. Big deal. Way to go, JCs. Great, another great rodeo. 622 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
Get out of that long boat ramp line and head to Yellowhammer Fishing, Mobile's only local kayak and paddleboard dealer. Kayaks and fishing accessories for our local waterways. Open now in Theodore, next to Hood's, or see all the brands at Yellowhammer Fishing on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got construction about a mile stretch from Museum Drive. Going to be closed between Gallier Drive and PFC John Benew for the next 2 weeks south of Langham Park. So keep that in mind as you travel in that area. So far, we're accident-free. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Get this. Hey, cold front?
No.
Cold front or dry front actually will make itself felt along the Gulf Coast. Get details from Dr. Bill at around 6:35. Stay close for that. Right now, headlines with Kelly. They're talking minimum wage in Washington.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of our nation's capital this morning as a bill to pass the federal minimum wage does move forward to the tune of $15 per hour by the year 2025. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Raise the Wage Act by a vote of 231 to 199. All Alabama Republican lawmakers, though, opposed the measure. A sole Democrat, Terry Sewell, she voted in favor of the bill. So right now, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour and has been since the year 2009. Alabama is one of 18 states where workers earn at or below the federal minimum wage. This new bill would increase minimum wage to $8.40 per hour this year, and then gradually over the next 6 years until it reaches the $15 mark. Then, after 2025, the bill would tie to median wages to account for inflation. It would also do away with a separate minimum wage standard for tipped employees. The bill now moves to the Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not expected to support the measure. But if he does and the bill passes, President Donald Trump has already announced his plans to veto the measure. More than $10,000 has been raised to help find a missing school teacher. 26-year-old Kelsey Starling was from Troy and worked as a speech-language pathologist at Birmingham City Schools. She's been missing since a 4th of July boat crash on Smith Lake. She was a passenger on a boat which crashed into another boat. The boat she was on was driven by 23-year-old William Jackson Fite of Decatur. He was arrested on a charge of boating under the influence and later released on a $2,000 bond. Five other people were also injured as well. Aaliyah has searched the waters for more than 2 weeks, and they have announced that they are ending their daily formal searches. But the good news is this week, the Winston County EMA, they have specialty sonars out of Dothan and Florida, and they're scheduled to resume the search for Kelsey. The family is requesting that if you can't afford to donate, that they do appreciate your prayers that Kelsey will be found. The goal is $20,000. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 626, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Tell you what, it's a kind of sad subject talking about the fatalities on Alabama waterways just this year, the deadliest in 20 years. We'll talk more about this on the midday show this week with some state officials and what you can do to kind of keep yourself safe, and hopefully what we can do as a community at large to make things safer out there. Didn't see the number of foolish things I saw during 4th of July weekend. Down the island, still, I mean, tons of boat traffic. You got to think about this too. When you're out there and you're on the water, it's different than, I mean, if you think it's nuts on the road, okay? On the road, at least generally, with some exceptions, the vehicles are going to come at you from the roadways,
mm-hmm.
right? There's going to be there. You're not looking. You're going to look for vehicles to your right and left, or coming forward or behind. It's not 360 degrees, which
right.
it is on the water. And, I mean, you've got to keep a constant scan when you're on the water, because they can come from all kind of directions there. And that's a situation you've got on the water that, you know, somebody could be coming up just behind you, off a little bit in front, and then people have to know the rules of the water there, which a lot of times they don't know. They don't know. And it's a dangerous situation when people don't know what they're doing, and you get multiple people that aren't looking, and well, there you go. We'll talk about this more coming up. News is next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A tree fell onto a truck, killing the driver over the weekend. This happened Sunday on Highway 43, about 8 miles north of Grove Hill. Troopers say 36-year-old Clinton Green was traveling south when the tree fell onto the cab of his truck. He died at the scene. We do not know what caused the tree to fall. A man says he was shot and robbed after meeting a woman he first interacted with on Facebook. Deputies spoke to the victim at Baptist Hospital early Sunday morning. He says the woman picked him up and drove him to Mobile Highway in Pensacola, where another man was waiting. The victim says he was robbed and shot in his leg. A 1 mile stretch of Museum Drive in Mobile will close for drainage work. Drivers will be diverted to Spring Hill Avenue to get around that construction. The closure is expected to affect drivers for 2 weeks. The Sun Belt Conference Media Day is happening today in New Orleans. South Alabama will be represented by head coach Steve Campbell. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest today for a full line of the highest quality all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store products go through extensive third-party testing to ensure that what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's caring, compassionate staff helps you choose the best products for your individual needs. Owner Joe Brown's offering 20% off your first purchase if you mention FM Talk, so why wait? Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest and Greelot, where good health hits home.
Paid not attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States, with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting moments ago to reports that Iran is holding 17 of its citizens as U.S. spies, saying he cannot comment specifically, also noting Iran has a history of lying. In London, security meetings at No. 10 Downing Street as Prime Minister May considers her next step in dealing with Iran over that country's seizure of a British flag tanker and its crew in the Persian Gulf. Matthew Chance has more.
Authorities have promised a robust response to the seizure of the tanker. What exactly that means is being discussed by British officials as we speak in the British capital, but the British are saying they want a diplomatic, not a military solution.
Cooler weather today is coming with more powerful winds and heavy rains in the Midwest, where hundreds of thousands of customers remain without power in Michigan and Wisconsin. Flash flooding possible today. Equifax will pay up to $700 million to settle with the Federal Trade Commission and others over a 2017 data breach that exposed private information of 150 million. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Koshenko with Your Money Now. Restaurants are sweetening pay packages and adding perks like more scheduling flexibility to attract and retain workers in the tightest job market in decades. With unemployment at the lowest level in decades, the Wall Street Journal says restaurants are finding fewer students and lower skilled workers willing to take these jobs. Restaurants are also spending more on bonuses and changing payment practices. For example, McDonald's says it's using $150 million to recruit from federal tax code changes to expand its offering to pay for college scholarships for employees and their families. Italian drinks company David Campari Milano says it's in talks to buy two French Caribbean rum labels. The acquisition would improve Campari's exposure to rum, a category that's becoming more premium. Wesley Snipes is out. Mahershala Ali is in as the star of the upcoming Blade movies. The head of Marvel Studios announced the Oscar-winning actor will be playing Blade in a reboot in the movie series. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Food trucks offer up great surprises in the quality and variety of food offered. See for yourself at the Bay Bites Food Truck Festival, Wednesday, July 24th, 5 to 9 p.m. at Cooper Riverside Park. Delicious food from the area's best trucks, craft beer and wine, live music, lawn games, and more. Sponsored by Mobile Baykeepers Young Advisory Council. Learn more at mobilebaykeepers.org/baybites.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And looking back on this last weekend and the cannon shot yesterday afternoon at 5, closing out the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Kind of mixed bag. I mean, decent seas, although it was, depending on how close you were to one of those rainstorms, thunderstorms out there. Saw it yesterday morning. It was dead calm at the mouth of the bay. Went southwest about 10 miles, and it was 2-foot seas. So it was kind of varied from one area to another. But overall, nice weekend.
Yeah, and of course the temperature stayed in the 80s, 86 mm-hmm. degrees both days from Mobile, and that's actually below normal because the normal high is 91. Now, we've got a chance for some thunderstorms today. There's already some shower activity down in southern Mobile County, as well as over in southeast Mississippi. But thunderstorms will be developing across the area. They'll be scattered. And it looks like we'll warm into the upper 80s, about 88 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s. But then tomorrow, it's a different story because there is a cold front right now that's up in Missouri, and it is headed south, and it'll be moving into Mississippi tonight and down to Mississippi and Alabama tomorrow. It now looks like the front will reach us and then move offshore. And so that's going to give us some slightly cooler weather, especially some nice temperatures at night. But in the meantime, we've got some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow as that front moves closer and closer to the coast. So numerous showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow will be in the mid to upper 80s. The wind gradually becoming northwest late in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, we'll still have showers, but we'll cool into the upper 60s. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny and not as humid. Wind out of the north around 10 miles an hour, and the high on Wednesday in the upper 80s, but it'll be nice and dry and then cooling into at least into the upper 60s for Wednesday night, some areas getting into the mid 60s. Thursday, another dry day, mostly sunny, high around 90. And then Friday, we start to warm up, at least more humid rather, and we have a chance of a few thunderstorms developing because that weather front out over the Gulf will come back at us as a warm front. And so look for some thunderstorm activity Friday afternoon, but a good chance on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms as that front moves onshore. And then Sunday, some scattered thunderstorms and a high around 90. So we're going to get a couple of days, maybe 3 days, in which the humidity will be on the low side for this time of the year.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And I was looking around the state, looking up near Mount Cheehaw that you and I both love, and up around Huntsville, we're talking, Huntsville, they're calling for a low Wednesday morning of 59.
Yeah, it's, and of course, increasing elevation up at Mount Cheehaw, it'll definitely be in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And some nice cool weather for the northern half of the state, especially those nighttime readings. And we'll experience a little bit of it here as we fall into at least into the upper 60s.
All right, let's talk about the tropics, Dr. Bill. What are you watching?
There is a tropical wave right now over the Bahamas. There's the possibility of it organizing a little bit. Don't expect much out of it, but it's going to turn to the north and northeast with that weather front coming down the eastern seaboard. And then another big tropical wave trying to move off the African coast. So far, they've been very unsuccessful in developing as they get out into some cool waters. But we'll see. This one's going to try to make it across. If we can get past the coastal waters of Africa, then conditions warm up and it'll be a little more favorable. But we'll watch this.
You've taught us over time to watch that, the temperatures out in the Atlantic where those storms would develop. And you've even pointed out in the past, a degree or two cooler than normal makes a world of difference. Just something that subtle.
Yeah. And, well, also another big factor here is off the west coast of Africa and northwest Africa, there is a cold current called the Canary Current, which heads southward. So it's sort of a hostile environment there. And if that wave can make it across the cold waters there, then they'll depend on the waters farther out offshore. And if those waters are warming up well offshore, then they have a chance of developing. So you got to get across that cold current.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and your hurricane updates all season long. 640, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, really has been a great start to our Monday morning. From Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65 accident-free conditions and light traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and no delays from Daphne, Spanish Fort. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, good ride towards the tunnels. Out of Sight Outfitters at 3501 Gulf Shores Parkway is now open. Experience a premier showcase for sporting goods, outdoor lifestyle apparel, archery, and concealed carry apparel. Call 382-8360. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Not everyone shops at the farmer's market, but those who want the freshest produce do. Those who want to eat with the seasons do. At Allegri Farm Market in Daphne, fresh means picked from the farm each day. Fresh produce, cheeses and butters, locally made casseroles, locally jarred goods, and so much more. Eat fresh, eat local, and enjoy the daily bounty of your local farmer. Allegri Farm Market, just off I-10 and Daphne on 181 and Highway 64. Allegri Farm Market. Eat well. You're worth it.
641 FM Talk 106.5. Let me point out, too, we have this dry front coming in. It's going to moderate our temps some, and we pointed out some 50s. Places like Huntsville and up on Mount Cheehaw when what's the big news story nationally? It's so hot in the Northeast and all that that they're having all these. They're even shutting the power down on purpose to try to keep from blowing the grid up in the Northeast. That's cute. You know, it gets up to 90-something degrees and it's full panic up there. So.
That's a low for us.
That's right. Their grid is, yeah, they shut down like parts of New York in an attempt to save the whole grid from having a massive blackout out there, so they shut down some area. How about that when you end up being, sorry, y'all, but to save the whole system, y'all are going to get shut down. Why us?
That's crazy.
Yeah, but so when they're dealing with that up there, we're going to deal with some cooler than normal weather down here. I'll take it. 642, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New numbers are in for the 2020 Alabama Senate race, and current Senator Democrat Doug Jones, his numbers are down. The approval rating for the senator is the ninth lowest of all senators. Morning Consult conducted this poll and says that Senator Jones's approval rating in the second quarter of the year was 39%. That's down 1 percentage point from the previous quarter's results. His current disapproval rating was 37%, with 24% undecided. That's compared to 35% and 25% respectively in the previous poll. Now, on the other side of the aisle, Senator Republican Richard Shelby, well, his numbers are in, and his numbers when it comes to the approval rating, 45% compared to a disapproval rating of 29% with 25% undecided. Mr. Shelby's approval ratings were the 43rd highest. The most popular senators based on approval ratings were Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine, Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and third, Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont. The least popular senators based on approval ratings were Republican Tom Tillis from North Carolina, Democrat Bob Menendez from New Jersey, and third, Democrat Gary Peters from Michigan. Unsafe conditions, that's what shut down an Alabama jail, forcing 23 prisoners to be moved to another county. The Choctaw County Sheriff tells WTOK-TV that all 23 prisoners at the jail in Butler have been moved to the Clark County Jail in Grove Hill. The issue, according to the sheriff, are leaks that have occurred over years, causing the building's foundation to shift, and the decision was made for safety reasons. The Choctaw County Jail, meantime, they were closed for renovations and plumbing repairs for 3 years. County commissioners are expected to meet today to discuss possible solutions. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. This has been a deadly year for boaters in Alabama, the deadliest in two decades. Boating accidents in the first 6.5 months of 2019 have killed 25 people, the most since 1998. In July alone, 12 crashes in the state resulted in 6 deaths. Mobile police are searching for the gunman in a weekend shooting. A 25-year-old man was shot at Jefferson Place Apartments on Texas Street Sunday afternoon. He was rushed to the hospital. We are told he is stable. The Sun Belt Conference Conference Media Day is happening today in New Orleans. South Alabama will be represented by head coach Steve Campbell. He'll be joined by running back Trey Minter and defensive lineman Tyree Turner. The Mississippi Gaming Commission gave the green light to a company hoping to build a new casino on the Gulf Coast. State officials gave site approval on Friday to the Cure Land Company. The plan is for the casino to have 40,000 square feet of gambling space and a 300-room hotel. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
An Irishman wins the Open Championship on his home course in Northern Ireland. Kevin Harvick gets his first NASCAR win of the season. And six new names join the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in golf, where Shane Lowry dominated the weekend to win the Open Championship at Royal Portrush by six strokes.
In Ireland's Shane Lowry is an Open champion at Royal Portrush.
It's the first major tournament title in Lowry's career. The Irishman shot a third-round 63 on Saturday, which gave him a four-stroke lead entering the final round Sunday. Lowry carded a one-over par 72 yesterday, but the rest of the field also had a tough day on the course, and Lowry ended up winning by six strokes at 15-under for the tournament.
To be able to go home this evening, like, I'm home now, like, do you know what I mean? To be able to win it at home, and it was just so easy for people to make the trip up to watch me, and, you know, to be able to go out and celebrate with local people is just, it's obviously very nice.
Tommy Fleetwood finished in second place at 9-under par, followed by Tony Finau in third at 7-under. Lowry, the first Irish winner of the Open since Padraig Harrington triumphed back in 2008, and it was only the third time in 40 years that the Open Championship winner won by six shots or more. Louis Oosthuizen won by seven strokes at St. Andrews in 2010, and before that, Tiger Woods won at St. Andrews back in 2000 by eight strokes. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin to win the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, I guess, mile race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday. See, they do the 301 to set them apart from the 300s.
That's right. See, it's one better.
That's right. It's Harvick's first win of the season and fourth career win at New Hampshire. Kyle Busch led the most laps, 118 of 301, followed by Denny Hamlin, who led for 113 laps. But Harvick led the final 41, including after the final restart, where he took off to cross the finish line just over 0.2 of a second ahead of Hamlin. In some sad NASCAR news yesterday, the Kaulig Racing Team announced that veteran crew chief Nick Harrison has passed away at the age of 37. Harrison was the crew chief for Justin Haley's number 11 Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series, and he had just called the car's 13th place finish on Saturday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. No cause of death or information right now on services immediately available. A colleague racing spokesperson said that further details would be provided as they come. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 7-1. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit his 23rd homer of the season, and Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 24th in the win. The Braves and Nationals split the four-game series 2-2 over the weekend, and Atlanta preserved their 6.5-game lead in the NL East over Washington. Yesterday, six new names joined the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Mariano Rivera, Roy Halladay, Lee Smith, Mike Mussina, Edgar Martinez, and Harold Baines were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. The crowd at Cooperstown was estimated at 55,000. That's the second largest for an induction ceremony ever. Brandi Halladay spoke on behalf of her late husband, Roy Halladay, who died at the age of 40 in a November 2017 plane crash.
I know how honored Roy would be to be sitting here today with such accomplished men who have represented this game so well over the course of all of your careers. Thank you for being such a good example to him and to supporting him in his career and all of his efforts.
Sobering moment yesterday in Cooperstown. Longtime Yankees closing pitcher Mariano Rivera was fittingly the final speaker yesterday. He spoke about how happy he was to spend his entire career with the Yankees.
It's a privilege and honor to just be part of one organization. I did it with dignity, with honor and pride. I tried to carry the pinstripes the best that I could. I think I did it right with that.
Rivera was a 13-time All-Star. He helped the Yankees win 5 World Series titles and 7 American League pennants during his 19-year career. Yesterday, with one final shot from the cannon, brought an end to the 86th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo on Dauphin Island. They set a new record with over 4,200 entries in this year's tournament. Some of the big winners from the weekend: Matt Glenn won the Barracuda category at 34.05 pounds. Kramer Volkman won the Blackfin Tuna category, 24.16 pounds. For the Blackfish, a.k.a. Triple Tail, Henry Gentry, 23.55 pounds. Team Relentless 2 won the King Mackerel category with 66.94 pounds. Team Blazer Bay won the Speckled Trout category, 7.32 pounds. Very close to Sean's guess of 7.4. And for the big one, the Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot, Ryan Kennedy won a very close one at 26.28 pounds. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I thought it was neat. New category, Warsaw Grouper. They switched out Lane Snapper and replaced that in this year's rodeo with Warsaw Grouper. And I was weighing in right behind that 45.39-pound Warsaw Grouper that Lloyd Phillips caught. I went in that yesterday. Nice grouper. And cool seeing those big fish come in like that. 6:52, be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's Crew and Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Remember, construction has a one-mile stretch of the Museum Drive closed between Galliard Drive and PFC John Benew. That's going to be just south of Langham Park. It's going to be closed for the next 2 weeks. This week at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, Alabama, it's the summer shootout with the 602 late models, the pure stocks, modifieds, vintage, stingers, and street stocks Friday and Saturday full race programs. Find out more on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Remember, school's getting cranked up here for a lot of folks within the next, month or so, next 4 weeks. And if you had big summertime projects to get organized around the house, get them going now with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get the junk out of there so you can get organized. It's as easy as just calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, setting that appointment time and having trained the crew show up at your house and get rid of the junk. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your financial news this morning, a popular women's store announces they're closing even more of their doors. Nationwide, the changes kicked in last month, with more recently announced for the next 2 months. Dress Barn has more than 600 locations, and by the end of this year, all will be closed. 9 stores in July, 53 in August, they will all close. 25 locations closed in June. There's one store in Alabama located in Huntsville, at the Valley Bend at Jones Farm. They will close in August. Going out of business sales are currently underway, they say, at the location set for closure. CEO of the company says, quote, "We encourage customers to take advantage of deeper discounts, shop early for the best selection, and use any outstanding gift cards. Our teams remain committed to providing our customers the same great experience, both in-store and online, while offering them even better deals and value." Dress Barn currently operates 625 stores across the country with more than 6,400 employees. It's a great week to enjoy delicious food and support a great cause. This Wednesday, the Bay Bites Food Truck Festival zooms into town at Cooper Riverside Park. It's hosted by the Mobile Baykeepers Young Advisory Council Leadership Committee. Bay Bites is designed to raise awareness about the group's mission for clean water, clean air, and healthy communities. All are welcome from 5 to 9 p.m. to enjoy food trucks, craft beer and wine, live music, lawn games, and entertainment for the kiddos as well. Again, that's this Wednesday. Admission is $20 in advance or $25 at the gate. If you'd like more information, go to mobilebaykeeper.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Headline here about breakfast. You know, this is one, it's like coffee. Coffee's good for you, coffee's bad for you. We all eat breakfast, nobody eats breakfast. Now we're back on nobody eats breakfast on the stats here. Average American only eats breakfast 3 times a week, according to a new survey. And 13% of us almost never do eat breakfast.
Wow, that's bigger numbers than I thought.
Top 3 favorite breakfast staples, if you do eat, eggs, coffee, and cereal.
No bacon.
It says eat in this survey, and then it says coffee. Do you eat your, I mean, if you make it too thick, I guess.
Depends on how much cream is in there,
I guess. That's right, because, I mean, I have been known to have a little bit of coffee with my cream.
Right.
And tell you what, though, that was one of the things that was great when we upgraded to Azalea Coffee, because now we have tea. And I just rather would have tea than coffee. Coffee, I had to do so much stuff to it to make it to where I liked it that it was like, I'd pour a big thing of creamer and then splash a little coffee in there. A new survey found that, only 13% of folks never eat breakfast, but for the majority of us, 3 times a week. How about you? Are you a breakfast every day? You breakfast once a week? How many times do you eat breakfast? Let us know on the text line, 343-0106. And do you eat coffee?
All the time.
Eat the coffee. All right. Be right back.